with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have agreed to testify before the House Oversight Committee for its investigation into Jeffrey Epstein.
Bill Clinton's Deputy Chief of Staff confirmed the news on social media, writing, "The former President and former Secretary of State will be there." It comes days before the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives was expected to vote to hold both Clintons in criminal contempt over their months-long resistance. The House Oversight Committee, led by Republicans, approved the measure to hold the Clintons in contempt late last month with the support of several Democrats.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. There's a potential setback for NASA's planned manned lunar voyage.
NASA ran into a leak while fueling its new moon rocket before sending astronauts on a lunar fly around. The launch team began loading the rocket with super cold hydrogen and oxygen, but quickly encountered a hydrogen leak. NASA says launch controllers are trying to solve the problem using methods developed for the only other space launch system 3 years ago. That first test flight had numerous leaks before finally taking off. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
National Weather Service meteorologist David Ross says temperatures will vary moving forward.
Well, we're going to get milder today through Friday, but then it gets, or at least through Thursday, and then it gets colder again late Friday and this weekend. And then we're going to be through this cycle, it looks like, even next week, where we'll get milder again for a while and then we get colder again. So temperatures will be more variable. We're not going to be stuck as cold. We're going to have some periods where the snow and the ice is going to at least have some chance to melt.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 515 points, the NASDAQ rose 130, the S&P 500 advanced 37 points. This is SRN News. A new push to overturn gay marriage.
Focus on the Family. The American Family Association and other Christian ministries are joining the Greater Than campaign. It hopes to see the Supreme Court reverse its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions nationwide. The group Them Before Us, which is organizing the campaign, says, quote, "When marriage was redefined, parenthood was too. Once husbands and wives became optional, mothers and fathers became replaceable." Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo told the Vatican Doctrine Office to uphold truth, justice, and charity when deciding priest sex abuse cases. The first American pope dedicated only a small part of his speech to the widening abuse scandal in an address to members of the Dicastery of the Doctrine of Faith. The Vatican office polices Catholic doctrine, but also processes abuse cases worldwide. What Leo didn't do was make any mention of victims. This is SRN News. Days of losses come to an end on Wall Street, correspondent Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, breaking a three-day losing streak. The S&P 500 added 0.5% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 515 points. That's about 1.1%. The NASDAQ Composite gained 0.6%. Trading in precious metals took some more sudden turns. The price of silver erased a 9% loss from overnight, briefly pulled higher, then closed lower. Gold briefly sank below $4,500 an ounce. Treasury yields moved higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.28%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Elon Musk is joining his space exploration and artificial intelligence ventures into a single company before a massive planned initial public offering for the business later this year. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.